Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. The podcast is now available on Google Play, Spotify, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, and all that good stuff. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That is ICBWPodcast.com. You can also type in I could be wrong, but I doubt it.com, and it'll point you to the website as well. And here's a reminder, we're still picking listeners on a weekly basis who leave comments and rate us on Apple Podcasts or connect with us on social media and share our content. The winners will get a prize pack that includes one of our t-shirts and some other merchandise that I know that you're going to love because, as I always say, I will not send you shit that you cannot use. So therefore, without further delay, to get this thing rolling, I'd like to introduce my partner, who's a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner in podcast crime. Reg, what is the deal? Play up.
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, cuz. What's happening?
Man, I'm telling you, life is good, bro.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, life is good, man. I have no complaints at all. I mean, I could complain like a motherfucker, but it wouldn't do any good. So I won't complain. I'm trying to be positive, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be positive. So we're going to stay on the positive tip for real.
Let's do it.
Hey, man, got a quick show for y'all today, man. We appreciate you tuning in, and we wanted to do part two of our responses to some of the messages that we get through our various communication channels, whether it be email, text message, or, you know, social media posts. If you want to get a response, you can definitely send your thoughts or your comments to via text message at 704-946-6060. You can email us, icbwpodcast@gmail.com. And again, as I said in the intro, you know, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at icbwpodcast. You know, leave a comment, you know, DM, whatever you need to do, man. If you want to interact with us, man, I do my very best, and Reg does his very best to be sure that we acknowledge and respond to every comment that is sent to us. So we appreciate you. So we're going to go ahead and hop into the response show, if you will. We got a Facebook comment, man, that talked about one of our recent shows where we featured Michelle Morris, who's a nurse practitioner, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the Facebook comment was, I'm so glad to have heard Nurse Morris on the show. She really takes care of me. I love her. I appreciate the show's community focus too.
Wow, so it says she really takes care of me. So it sounds like maybe she's a patient, huh?
It sounds like it, man. Huh. It sounds like it. So
yeah, that's good.
That is good.
That's good stuff. And you know, I'm glad that we had Michelle on the show. She gave some real enlightening information that we all can use. What I really liked about Michelle was that she spoke with a lot of passion. And she seemed to be very informative as well. So it's good to see a comment on that.
Right. You know, I definitely appreciate Michelle coming on the show. And listen, if you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area and you need to get a practitioner, if you know what I know, you need to look her up and you need to go holler at her. Very passionate about patient care. You're not going to find too many people that are going to be better. So you need to check her out. As far as our community focus, yo, that's what we do, man. It's what it is. I mean, you know, we're, you know, it's about us, and you know, we try to live up to, you know, to the things that we said that we were going to do at the outset, you know, when we talked about on the previous show. It's just part of the mission, man. I mean, we appreciate the acknowledgement, but this is what we promised that we were going to do. So, you know, we appreciate that. The next text is, or the next message is a text, and it talked about Sean Crenshaw. Said, I had no idea Ovation for Men was on the market. Thank you for highlighting Black entrepreneurs, and I ordered a bottle from Sean Crenshaw. That's what's up.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we want to, you know, to do.
That's exactly what we want.
Promoting
exactly
his business and, you know, give him some business. You know, I actually reached out to some folks who live in the Atlanta area and asked, I asked a friend of mine if he's heard of Sean Crenshaw, and he said, yeah. And said, you know, he's pretty much doing some big things in the community down there. So it's just not something that, you know, we're just saying just to get your attention as listeners, but these are really people who are doing good things where they are.
Exactly. So, you know, again, going back to the preview show, man, we said that we were going to try to highlight entrepreneurs, talk about entrepreneurship, talk about business and things like that. Again, we're just trying to live up to what we promised. And it's, you know, I've reached out to several people. Allow me to vent for a second, man. I'm a vent real quick, because I've reached out to several people, whether it be authors, entrepreneurs, other people with other podcast platforms, you know, that are trying to do things, to try to collaborate to get a network going to where we can, you know, rely upon one another. So when somebody puts something in the pipeline, they have something, they have a readily made network of people that people can touch it. People can talk about it. It's just like pulling teeth, man. I need y'all to get on board with this Black business shit for real. You know, I'm gonna keep talking about it. The shit ain't going nowhere. So please get on board with this with us. And again, like I said, you know, we appreciate you, you know, listening and everything, but it's more than entertainment, man. It's about real life. This is the only way we can continue to ensure our existence is to have economic power and to build up Black businesses to a point where they are, you know, ultra competitive in every single market. So we need to get on board, man. We need to do this shit for real. All right. We're going to keep hitting you with that. It's coming again. It's going to come again after that. So, like I said, get used to it. You got anything else you want to add to it?
Nah, brother. That's good stuff. You said it.
All right. Next comment was a text commented on the Me Too movement. Said, as a woman, I appreciate your willingness to address the issues. You're so right when you say that men are silent. We, and I'm going to assume she's talking about women, feel alone sometimes. And I personally appreciate you taking some sort of stand in our defense. First of all, thank you so much for that particular comment, because I'll be honest, man, there was some trepidation about really doing that particular episode, but we just felt like it was needed, because men were sitting on their hands and, you know, with their mouth closed and shit, and weren't really doing anything about it. You know, there had been some other comments about it, and another one that I'll share is that, you know, we didn't go really, really deep into it, but that's because we don't understand the plight of women. You know, we didn't have a female expert on the panel to be able to further that particular discussion. So we wanted to challenge the men and, you know, give our personal views on things too, to try to, you know, bring an alert to men as to how they should react and how they can support and to be more proactive in supporting that particular movement. Again, we probably could have delved a little bit more into it, but without the female perspective, it just would have been, you know, two motherfuckers sitting up and running off at the mouth about some shit that they don't fully know about.
Right. Like you suggest, that's a very broad topic anyway. So maybe within the hour constraint that we're under, it's not enough time to really tackle that much.
Right.
Maybe in the future we can have that female perspective, another voice, someone on a three-way conversation about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to set that up, man. And if there's some female listeners out there that, because you don't have to necessarily be a panel expert, man. I mean, if you've been a victim and you want to talk, you know, you can definitely speak under anonymity with us. I mean, I'm not gonna put your shit out there. You know, however you want to do it, we can do it. If you are a professional and you have some things that you think that you can add to it that people need to hear, hit me up. I've already given you the channels, man. The phone number 704-946-6060. You can hit us up Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email, icbwpodcast@gmail.com. I ain't bullshitting around with this shit, man. If you want to talk about it, we're more than happy to be inclusive of you know, any woman that wants to get on here. And, you know, if you want to challenge the things that we said, if you want to give more, add, you know, or, you know, give some lucidity to what we've said, you know, to help us. I mean, that's what this whole thing is about, man. I mean, we really want to be as helpful and as useful as possible in the position that we have. So feel free to hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. We got a review from Apple Podcasts, man. It says, it was a breath of fresh air to hear two intelligent men have a conversation about a topic that we avoid all the time. I will be tuning in for the next episode, and I suggest you do the same. Now, based on the timestamp of this particular comment, it was right after we released the first episode, What's a Real Man?
Well, yeah.
So, you know, again, we appreciate you, you know, taking the time to leave a comment. And, you know, we do avoid, you know, talking about it, because it turns into a combative conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, so, you know, so you're right. You know, it is avoided, you know, but I do believe, man, and I haven't listened to the audio in a while, but I think that the first thing that, you know, that I said is that, you know, we wanted to get that shit out the way, like, right now.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It wasn't by accident that was the first episode.
Right. You it know, was definitely strategic.
Right. A lot of women are on the airwaves listening to podcasts, and they want to hear our perspectives.
Right.
And, you know, I was glad that we did that first, you know, firstly, and that we're getting the feedback that we're getting.
Right. And like I said, we just wanted to, like I said, let people know where two men stood on issues where it comes to, you know, how we interact with black women, too, because to me, that is some of the most important shit that you could ever discuss, you know, managing our relationships. And I think I probably said this shit before, but I'll say it again. Managing the relationships between black men and black women is one of the most important things that we can put our hands on. One of the most important things that we can wrap our minds and our hearts around. So we wanted to go ahead and tackle this shit and, you know, put it out there in the forefront. And again, if you have any additional comments about it, hey, go listen to the episode, man, and let us know what you think. You know, if you got anything to add, there is an email that I didn't pull today because I think it might be its own show.
Really?
Yeah, man, it's short of a dissertation, but it's, let's just say, it's a master's thesis.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, I was so happy reading that, even though it was challenging to a lot of the things that we were saying, we must have struck a nerve.
Wow.
So, I think we will probably address just that email in and of itself, because it had various show topics, you know, in it that, you know, that we could probably, you know, do in a, you know, 30, 45 minute time frame and be valuable to the listener. So, again, to the young lady that sent that email, know that I am in receipt of that email and we are going to address it. We've already had some one-on-one conversation. You know, I've gone back and forth with over text and messenger. So we've had some conversation, but, we only got so much time to do these response shows.
Right.
And it's a big one. So The next one is another review from Apple Podcasts, when it says, "I love, love, love what you men are doing. We need more intelligent black men talking about real things, real life, and sharing their experience. Keep up the good and positive work. I will be sharing." Checks in the mail. Hey, look, hey, we appreciate you sharing.
We're not typing these. These are actual responses, people.
Hey, this is public. Those Apple reviews are public. They can go check this shit out.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, go to the podcast page on Apple Podcasts. Check it out. We're not bullshit. But yeah, I mean, thank you, first of all. And, you know, also thank you for, you know, acknowledging the fact that we want to be an intelligent podcast. You know, it's very important, because, I mean, there's a lot of shit that's out there that doesn't necessarily take the approach that we take.
Right.
So, you know, we appreciate anybody that vibes with us on that level. Not that we think that we're, you know, some geniuses on some shit, but, you know, our approach is a little different. Our approach is a little different. So we appreciate you hanging in there with us. Happy that you enjoy the content. And, you know, I'm happy that you realize that we're trying to be positive. Because, you know, we do get some comments that, you know, people challenge our level of positivity, which is fucking ridiculous. But I respond to those too, but I'm not going to give them any more credence than what they should be given. I handle it one-on-one. But that's the nature of the internet. That's the nature of everything, man. Everybody's a fucking troll now, I guess. But
right.
But hey, but keep in mind though too, if you troll me, if you troll us, we gonna respond. You know, so if you want some smoke, man, you go get it. You go get some smoke. You know, and I'm not gonna go back and forth, but I am gonna respond, because that's what I promised to do. So moving on, man, to the next one. It's a text from a listener. And this shit right here, man, just had me tripping out, man. So it says, "I was surprised to see that the guys look just as good as they sound. LOL. Great job."
So you were tickled by that?
Yeah, I was pretty tickled about that, man. You know, I guess, you know, I don't know, man. I don't even know what the rationale is behind that. But hey, I appreciate the compliment.
I guess that was a compliment.
I guess it was a compliment. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. You know,
from a female listener?
Man, you know, I don't even know, man.
Crossing fingers here.
Yeah, I don't even know, man. Because, like, it came through via text, so you know, it could.
Did they send a photo with that text?
No, there wasn't photos, man. Okay. No photos. It just came through via text. So, but it says, "I was surprised to see that the guys look as good as they sound." So evidently they
were the surprise.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, so they must have digested the podcast, you know, auditorially first, you know, through the ear.
Oh, okay.
And then stumbled upon our pictures, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. So, you know, I don't really know how to respond, except that, hey, look, you know, our pictures are out there. You know, Reg says, and I'm, you know, 5-time Olympic champ in the light skin Olympics. You know, Reg is the, you know, chest hair powerlifting champion of the world, you know.
Like 10 years and running, man.
So, you know. It is what it is, man. We, you know, two middle-aged dudes, man, trying to hold shit together. That's what the fuck
trying
it is.
Trying to do what it do, man.
Trying to make it do what it do, man. This is the package. You know, so that was a pretty interesting text. But again, you know, we appreciate everybody listening. I've said it once, so I'll say it again. We do not take your listenership for granted. We interact with everybody. I try to make sure that one of us gets back with everybody who wants to interact with the show. If you want to be on the show, I mean, our schedule is filling up. You know, if you have a book, if you have a product, if you have a retail location, if you have a legitimate business, we don't do no multi-level marketing shit. So, you know, don't come to me with that shit saying, hey, help me promote this shit. No, the answer is no. Yeah, no, matter of fact, the answer is fuck no.
If you're selling Amway,
fuck no. Not no, but fuck no. You know, if you have developed something, if you have built your own brand, or even if you're a franchisee, I mean, if you got a couple Subways, you know what I'm saying? If you're a black man, black woman that's got a couple restaurants or something like that, man, that we can, you know, try to help you build some traffic. I mean, fuck with us. We'll help you. I mean, we don't mind doing that. Because, you know, number one, I want you to get some of my money if you're in my area. And number two, we want to try to help you get some, get some business where you are. Come tell us your story. So, you know, if you're a professional, man, we want to talk to accountants. We want to talk to lawyers. We want to talk to professors. We want to talk to teachers. We want to address every aspect that we're involved in. Because there's always room for improvement there. And we have a future to think about. We have children that we have to think about. And we want to, make sure that their plight is a whole lot easier than what ours has been up to this point. So, again, authors, entrepreneurs, artists, whatever.
Yeah.
Holla at us, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you are trying to help build the community, we are interested. And positive-minded individuals. I'm not going to rob what Fresh just said. I mean, it's exactly the type of people that we're looking for. Also, if you have any ideas, like, let us know what you want to hear as well. We have a list of things. Like you said, our show is getting packed. We have things scheduled out, people scheduled out to interview and other topics. But let us know what you want to hear. I think we'll welcome that as well.
Exactly, man. I mean, we want to be as inclusive as we possibly can. We're focused on bringing us together. Part of unifying is providing information. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, I mean, you can't be on board with shit that you don't know about.
That's right. You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. And whether it's, because I still feel like, man, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that we want to support each other. That we really do. You know, a lot of people say, oh, man, black folks ain't going to support no black business. Da, 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 da. Well, fuck you. Because that's not true in my eyes. Because I feel like that if people knew, if they knew about the real people out here, and I'm not talking about these fake ass, you know, Instagram, social media motherfuckers that are doing shit, mm-hmm. that are saying, oh man, I took, you know, I was here, now I'm doing this, and it ain't nothing but a bunch of fucking pictures.
Right.
I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about real people trying to do real shit in our communities, you know, in the world of business, in the world of the arts, in various professions. This is where the rubber actually meets the road, man. With those people in the community doing that. But they need our support too. And I really feel like that the more that we know about these individuals, you know, the closer that we're going to be drawn to them, as people and as black people too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we got to put the information out there, man. That's why if you're trying to get stuff heard, man, if you're trying to, don't send me no mixtapes and shit. Don't send me. I need to be clear about this shit, man. Don't send me no motherfucking mixtapes, man. Especially if you're talking about, some bullshit, you know. If you want to promote, if you have some conscious music,
did you say mixtape?
I said the mixtape. I said the mixtape. Damn, I got to put $10 in the jar. I said,
yeah.
Damn. But yeah, man. I mean, don't send me no motherfucking mixtape, man. I don't want to hear about your night out clubbing and all that shit, man. I don't want to hear that shit. That's not bringing us together. I don't want to hear about you, you know, taking the life of another individual or all this dumb shit or cooking up cooking up crack and all this other crazy shit. You so motherfuckers are crazy.
So Puffy got started. Nas.
Man, fuck that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. But if you got some good conscious music or even just good R&B, you know, we'll fuck with you on that too. Send it to me, man. Email address icbwpodcast@gmail.com, man. If it's good, man, you know, we'll set you up and get you on and give you another outlet to promote your music. You know, we appreciate it if you send it. The watch, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of mixtapes just out of spite. Motherfuckers go send me this shit. They go, oh, you don't want to hear this shit? You go listen to this.
Side two. Right. Track three.
Yeah, they go hold my email hostage, bro.
Yeah. They gonna hold you to it, man.
They gonna hold me hostage, man. But real shit, man. We appreciate you. I mean, we really, really appreciate you. I cannot find enough words to express the gratitude you know, that we have as far as our following. I mean, it's you know, getting the comments and you know, they're more it's more volume than I expected, man. I mean, it really is. I mean, I knew that we were onto something. I knew that we were doing something great. I didn't really understand the gravity of it until I looked at the analytics, and I'm thinking like, wow, man, our reach is really, it's really there. And it's not something that you can look at on social media. It's not something that, you know, right. But I understand where we're headed. So, you know, we want to make a promise to you that we try to, you know, keep it the same, but give us the opportunity and the latitude to grow some too, to be able to, you know, filter information to you in a variety of different ways that's going to benefit you in the future, because, you know, the only thing constant is change. So if we switch it up a little bit, just know that the premise of our podcast is not going to change. There's maybe some formatting in the future, maybe, you know, some tweaks here and there, but, you know, that's just going to be in an effort just to keep it, you know, just to kind of keep it fresh for you. No pun intended.
Hey, Fresh, I know you mailed out a lot of prize packs. You have any more left?
Man, I got a couple of shirts left, man. Oh, I did get some more. I got some brand new women's cut, you know, type shirts. They're a little bit more form fitting than the ones that we sent out before. So there is a male shirt and a female shirt now. But yeah, man, I'm pretty much almost out of men's shirts. Technically speaking, I should have a ton of shirts left because I said once a week we're going to be picking out people.
Right.
But when people are sharing it, man, I felt obligated, you know, to people taking their time. So, you know, I'm sending out prize packs and stuff to people that you know, that do it, you know, when I have some other materials or stuff, you know, to send because I'm purchasing everything myself. It's not something that nobody's donating, you know, anything. You know, I'm purchasing this stuff. I think the only thing that was really donated was when Sean Crenshaw sent me those the 10 samples. But okay. I actually bought another bottle of Clover of them too. So yeah, man. But I go out and I use my own money, man, to buy the stuff that goes in these packs. So and I've just been sending out shirts just on the strength of the fact that people taking their time and their effort, you know, to share our content and to give us words of encouragement and, you know, things like that. So if you got a shirt, man, take a picture, send it to us, man. You know, we appreciate that. You can also leave us a voicemail, 704-946-6060, 704-946-6060. Holla at us, man.
Be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
And we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, then you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, then you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. It's fresh and red, their curators are cool. With culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest anew and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass justice has the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry, it gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't bout it. Reflection and introspect, make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up, it might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.